Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to our rainy Thursday. It's Carl Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio right here on KQMS, News Talk 1400. Okay, let me see. Let's get a lot of these people out of here. Let's just leave Frosty in here. Hey, Frosty, good morning.
You really want to do that? Just leave me alone?
No. I just said the other people that are here. I mean, besides, Linda's soulmate and me.
Oh,
you.
Me.
And look at your eyes. You can actually see the color of your eyes.
I like the rain.
You like the rain.
I'm in other people, too.
Oh, I said, you're on a special level there, Linda. You're not people. You're my little goddess.
I was still in elevation from the Kevin Spencer yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Levitation when they were all floating around the room.
Exactly. It was really probably the most restful sleep I've ever had.
Well, so. I wish everybody could have seen that yesterday. He was doing those magic tricks on the radio show.
I know, and they're tonight. They're going to be at the Cascade, so we wanted to remind you. And if you want to do dinner before the Cascade Theater, last night, we have to recommend it because, we tasted the food. We saw the ambiance. We met the owners. We had a great time. Tapas. Downtown.
That's right.
It's on Oregon Street. It used to be that tea place.
Yeah, Brad and Christine.
And the food was delicious. They just gave us wonderful service. And I love the lighting and the dark wood, and it was good. So we recommend it.
Yeah,
yes.
The food is good. The prices are reasonable. If you want a place to go on downtown, it's a good place. Like you said, we recommend places that we go to.
And we're coming up.
Not what people call about.
We're coming up with, oh my gosh, there's so much going on with Show and Shines, with Cool April Nights, all that stuff.
MIAP.
Yes.
Stuff. Missing America Project. In fact, our guest today is Fred Slante, and we've got him on the line.
Oh, wonderful.
We're gonna go to Fred after we have these messages. But, the thing about it is that there's a lot of fundraisers going on. We have people, sending us checks. You can send us a check right here at Free Fire Radio at 3360 Alta Mesa Drive, Redding, California, 96002. And you just put on your check, MIAP, and your names, and you're going on the car. You're going on the truck.
So put on your check down in the bottom what you want in there. It could be your grandson. It could be your dog. It could be,
it could be just a note to us.
Yes.
Just saying, this is who I want to, put on the truck.
And will be painted, hand-painted on the truck that we will be racing on the 24th.
Absolutely.
But we got to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's not just a great place to go in and get your, to buy new stuff, but they also have estate jewelry in there. But Leonard, it just beat us up yesterday because he said, stop talking about Cedarville because he loves it up there. He doesn't want anybody else up there except him and the squirrels. So there. Okay, Leonard, we won't talk about Cedarville, how beautiful it is all the way up there and back anymore. Our guest today is a Missing in America Project founder. And I was going to be here in the studio, but he's not in the studio. Fred, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, this is
Fred.
This
is
Fred Slante, and Fred is the only man I know that wants to put himself out of a job.
Yes, and I hope we can do it sooner than later, Carl.
Yeah, you said you're down in Phoenix right now. I drove through the night to get there. So can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, we have some breaking news on our escort. We are down in Phoenix, Arizona, in front of the Apache Junction mortuary, and we're picking up the cremains for Corporal Isaiah Mays, a Medal of Honor recipient, and we'll return him to Redding tomorrow.
Oh, okay, so he'll be...
And he will then accompany us from Redding to Arlington.
Oh, that's great. Now, I just assume everybody knows what we're talking about, but the Missing in America Project is something that Fred started. And Fred, can you give us a brief synopsis of just what Missing in America Project is?
Yeah, the Missing in America Project discovered that there were many, many cremains of men, women, children that reside in funeral homes, shells, And so we started to look through those to try to identify those veterans that were on the shelves and record all of the other people that remain there. And our first goal is to identify all the veterans and get them at, to the VA and state cemeteries so that these heroes receive a proper honor and respect.
You know, what people, what Fred's talking about is that there could have been a veteran, he could have been a hero, as we have found, that there was nobody left in his family, or maybe nobody cared enough, that, that after he was cremated or she was cremated, they were just left there. And they rate this honorable funeral at a VA cemetery. Is that correct? Am I along those straight?
You're right on, Carl.
Okay.
Pretty soon you're going to say it better than I can say it.
Well, you know what? But I want everybody to know that, that Fred Salanta is the man that did this. He's the one that discovered this, and he's the one that now you've got a nationwide organization, don't you, Fred?
Yes. We have 48 states working on this project. We have some major events coming up. The May issue of American Legion magazine, we're going to be the feature article to go to over 3,000 posts and 3 million members worldwide to tell them to come out and support the Missing in America Project and the project, the escort that we're doing from Redding, California to Sacramento and another group from Phoenix to Arlington, to carry two Silver Star and a Medal of Honor winner for to have a proper burial in Arlington Cemetery.
Now, everybody, that, if you don't know by now that Linda and I are racing on April 24th in a truck that's being built by Richard Jones and his wife Edith and Steve Smiley. The whole reason behind this is not because we like to race or bang fenders with people. It's to raise money to help out getting the helping bring the remains back from California all the way to Arlington, and we're raising money for that. That's why we're looking for donations. That's why we look for people to write checks and to send us donations, and all of it is tax deductible. All of it is, because this is a tax-free or a tax deductible organization that Fred has. I probably said the wrong words. It's a 501c. It's a nonprofit organization.
But nonetheless, it still is supporting the trip, the integrity factor of that these people who served our country for our freedoms are going to be carried with reverence to be buried in Arlington, as they should be.
That's huge, Fred.
Yeah, it's from thinking of putting this together to do it to the way it's ending up to a tremendous nationwide escort. I get emails like from Utah. They've got 150, 250 bikes that are going to meet us when we cross the Nevada border to Utah. We've got Buffalo Soldier organizations from Sacramento that are going to ride with us. We've got people meeting us at the Colorado border, the Kansas border, and police escorts through almost every one of those states to make this, as Linda said, a very honorable, respectful, dignified procession to carry these heroes.
And it kicks off on the 21st of May from Arco Arena, where Carl and I will be doing our show live from Arco Arena. And if you can hear our voices over all the motorcycles vrooming.
Well, Fred's got control of all that, so yeah. He'll make them all turn them off.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, now it's really going to start on the 20th, though, doesn't it? I mean, right here in Redding?
We'll start in Redding on the 20th and go down to Sacramento, and any of major events in Sacramento will take place at about 5 o'clock at Arco Arena. And then the next morning we'll get up, you'll do your show, and the closing moments of your show will be the sound of us roaring off.
Yeah.
I love
and,
it.
But, hey, don't roar off too far, because we have to catch up there. You know. So, in fact, you know, that's Linda's birthday.
This is great news.
And as she has said, is that what an honor it is for her to, on her birthday, is to be able to ride with the Missing in America Project, the Patriot Guards, the Old Guard riders, and everybody else that cares.
It's the gift of time. when you think about, you know, what is it that you really want? The gift of time, the gift of honor to be able to be with your loved ones and to be able to take the energy of what we have and to be able to dispel it like this is really an honor. So, Fred, thank you so much for all that you do.
Hey, Fred, we're going to have to take a quick break here, but I want you to stay on so we can get just some more information for people, and then we'll turn you loose. I know you're real busy, and I know you're tired after that drive.
Thanks.
Okay, hey, look, this is Carl Lindabad on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, Fred.
Yes.
Okay, Fred. Now, how can people help?
Well, the reason we're asking for help, let's go to that, Carl, is that we're trying to sponsor the riders that go along. And we've estimated the cost at about $2,500 a rider to get one rider over and back. And most of us are willing to pay what we can out of our own pocket if we have to. But we also are enjoying that a lot of the North State community is coming up with some money. If they go to our website, they'll look that we have a substantial amount raised. So everything that's small, little, in between, something a little bit bigger is all welcome to help us defray costs to go back. And obviously, if you look, if we sponsor 10 riders at $2,500, that's $25,000 has to be in the bank.
Yeah. Well, you know, people, I want the people to realize out there is that when you see the Patriot Guard riders Missing in America project, and you see the Old Guard riders, other people, they're out riding in support of our veterans and for the funerals, the remembrances, the ceremonies, is that, you know, all this comes out of their pockets. And the fact is that, you know, a lot of work's been done with, you know, the overhead being taken up by Fred and other members of the organizations. You know, nobody's paying them to do these things. So,
this is not a government grant.
Yeah, it's not a government grant. So, which is good because they'd probably want to put their own person in charge and you'd end up, you know, going to Alaska or something like that. I'm not sure. But
we put in a request for our bailout money, but we haven't received an answer yet.
Well, you know, it's funny. Neither have we. You know, hey, we're, you know, anyway. Okay. So
the website again, Fred, for our listeners. The website, please. Fred?
Oh, Fred?
Yeah, you're breaking up on
me. Oh, okay. The website, I believe, is what? MIAP?
WWMIAP.us.
.us.
Okay.
They're also on the front page of our website, freefireradio.com. You just have to click on it. It takes you right there. So, okay, Fred, any other things you want to say?
Well, basically, I'd like to tell people that aside from your event, Carl, on the 24th for your ride, we've got different fundraisers coming up. Tomorrow, speaking of services, we have three services for veterans at IGO.
That's right.
We have a table and event that will take place for some selling of T-shirts and stuff at Wonder Bread from 10 to 2. On Saturday, we'll be out at Iron Brothers Burgers and Dutch Brothers on Airport and Rancho.
That's right.
And the Dutch Brothers are going to give us a donation for every cup of coffee bought.
Great.
And then we have a major fundraiser for the parade on the 17th. We'll be at Kubler's Furniture and at T&B cooking hamburgers and hot dogs. And the very next day, the 18th, we'll be back in the parking lot doing a car wash and selling more
okay, lunches. Now, when we say Kubler's and Tobacco and Brew, that's T&B. Now, that's going to be on the 17th. And then where are you going to be on the 18th?
At the same site at Kubler's that we were the night before for one set of barbecues. Well, two set of barbecues going on the 17th.
Right. Now, what we're trying to do is Linda and I are going to hopefully be at those, one of us is at least, on the 17th and 18th with the truck so that people can come by, take a look at the truck, and donate money right then, and we'll paint their names right then on the truck.
Yes.
So, great.
Take a picture with us in our red racing suits.
Oh, hey, Fred,
yes,
she bought.
I'm looking forward to that.
Fred, she bought red racing suits.
Yes.
I'm going to look like a fire hydrant out there. Just don't let the dogs out.
Oh,
okay,
Fred.
Hey, Fred, thank you so much.
One quick note.
Oh, sure.
The sun is out. It must be 75 degrees here in Phoenix. I'm sorry it's wet there.
Well, you know, the thing about
there, but I'm sorry.
The thing about, okay, you're in Phoenix and the sun's, you know, the sun's nice right now. In 2 more weeks, it's going to be 183 degrees.
You're right there.
Okay, Fred. Hey, be safe, and we'll see you when you get back.
Okay.
Safe journey. Thank you, Fred. Also want to thank, today we got to work, and there was a wonderful note from Donna with a check.
That's right.
So thank you. It was, again, a donation for the MIAP. Her name is going to go on the truck. And
well, you know, it does.
And, yesterday we were at the gym at Adamson's Peak Performance, and we started talking to Denise from SJ Denim.
Who gave us, you know, a handful of money.
Pulled out, you got a 20, you want a 10, you know, here.
And but you know what? My barbershop.
She's adorable.
The barbershop I go to, it's Cypress Square Barbershop, the last stronghold of men. I mean, it just is. The last stronghold of men. And D.C. gave us a check, you know, gave us a very large check. And I can't thank them enough. And, you know, of course, Jeff Wurst, I'm going to keep talking about Crackmaster, who does windshield repair, because they bought the tailgate for $500. And I tell you what, Jeff, we can't thank you enough. And the people here in Reading, if you just want to stop by the radio station here at 3360, and people have been doing that, stopping off and just dropping off their checks with the name, a card attached, how you want it on the truck. You know, we don't push things usually, but this is something we are.
We definitely want you to come out and come to the racetrack on the 24th and be there. We're gonna take a break, babe.
Yeah, I know, but we're coming back. We're gonna be talking about some things that are happening, you know, with Pirates and the changes in our defense budget and a few other things about how are you going to regulate weather. You know, things that we've already talked about on this show.
What's on your mind? 221-1402. Give us a call. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Little lady.
Yeah, little lady, 221-1402. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Studio, which I completely screwed up yesterday. You know, Dan and Julie are looking for seniors in high school to be their spokesman, a senior from high school to be their spokesperson.
Girl or boy.
Girl or boy. They get free stuff. They for the senior and friends. And you just have to do is give them a call at 243-4301. Now, I screwed up the phone call yesterday, or the phone numbers, but it's 243-4301. 243-4301 for Dan and Julia in the New Image Studio.
I don't know. You may have a grand.
Park Marina Drive.
You may have a niece, a nephew, a neighbor, a grandchild, or something that you know that senior portraits are can run, can be kind of costly. But here's a chance for, like we said, that you can go out there and get your kid to get in there and get her done.
Okay. All right, now we've got a number of we've got a number of things that are happening here. You know, you got April 15th next week. You've got the tax protests are going April 15th, and we got a few of them going on. We've got them at 5:30 at the City Hall, and then at 6:30 or 6 o'clock, we've got it down at Sundial Bridge. Now there was things hitting the air here. Is that that it's reported that the Tea Party Day protest may be infiltrated by the political opponents led by left-wing activist organizations like ACORN. And also, the Huffington Post is trying to put people out to infiltrate the tax protest. And I say, ACORN? Is ACORN exist in Reading, except what falls out of trees and is eaten by squirrels that we shoot later? I mean, I don't know. But anyway, here's the thing about it is that come on out. We're looking for everybody to come out there. You know, we don't care left, right, black, white, green, purple, you know, reactionaries, you know, zealots.
Let's not
protesting.
Do not discriminate against polka dots.
Polka dots. Polka dots come out there, too.
I don't know. Should we go to the phones about mamby-pamby?
I can't believe somebody's used the word mamby-pamby.
Well, that would be me.
Oh, it's Daniel using the word mamby-pamby.
Well, that's kind of the way I feel about when we decide we're going to have serious, engaging discussions with the Somali pirates and the Iranians. And, you know, I mean, let's just sit down and make happy and make friendly and not say what really needs to be said. And let's also apologize for being Americans.
Yeah, that's too much.
You know what? You know, we may be a little bit arrogant, but you know what? People didn't really care about our arrogance. We came in and saved their asses for the, you know, ever since we've been a country here, practically. You know, so you know, they say that we're arrogant. Maybe we are, but you know what? There's a difference between, you know, between being arrogant and conceited and not helping people. But, you know, who has helped the people of this world more than the United States of America? I'm talking about if there's a disaster, we are there. And, you know, how many other people come in to help us?
Stuff.
I'm sorry, what?
Think about all the reconstruction stuff in Europe.
Yeah.
World War II.
How many dollars in today's dollars, and probably billions, maybe even trillions of dollars of debt that we give up back to the Europeans, you know, the Germans, the British, the French.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned the pirates. Here's what I think about the pirates. They took that trip. They took the ship. We talked about it yesterday toward the end of the show, and somebody called right at the end of the show. We had just gone off the air and said, hey, look, the looks like they took the ship back. Well, they did. The crew took the ship back.
But the captain.
Well, what they did was, this is what I understand, is that there was the pirates that were on there. The crew grabbed one of the pirates, and they literally hid in there, and the pirates couldn't find them. And so then they made negotiations that, hey, we'll give you back our prisoner if you give us back the captain. And then, of course, the pirates reneged. Oh, surprise, can we say Iran, North Korea, and everybody else? They didn't go to the agreement. Anyway, but here it is, an unarmed crew took back the ship. Now, was this because they thought, well, is there a possibility that we may start negotiating with these asses, and then we're going to be stuck on this ship for 444 days? I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, that brings back the incident with the Maliaguas, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes the best way of negotiating with a terrorist is a 5.56 round right between the running lights.
Well, you know, I just don't understand why our Congress and other leaders in the federal government don't seem to ever learn from history.
Well, you know, everybody, because we turn over every 4 or 5 years. Anyway, okay. Hey, Daniel.
Have a good day, sir.
Yeah. Namby-pamby. Okay.
Thank you. Hey, you know, Daniel came by yesterday and brought some coffee, and we said, you know, come on in, sit down, put on some headphones and sit here with us for a second. So it really inspired us that what we're going to start doing is selecting somebody from our listening audience randomly. It's not going to be once a week. It'll be just now and then. But what we would like you to
do. We do a lot of random stuff.
is for you. To email us, of course, go to our website, freefireradio.com, contact us and say in your email why you would like to come in and kind of hang out with us in the studio during our show. We would love that. That's a great interaction that we can do with our listeners.
If you don't have a computer, just write us a letter and send it to us at 3360 Alta Mesa Drive. Here in Reading, 96002. And, you know, like you said, it's not going to be on a regular basis, but it will be done. And come on in, sit down here, put the headphones on, and, you know, become part of the show. We'd like to do that. We do like seeing our listeners. And when we're at the events, y'all coming up and saying hello, it's great. And the best part is for you all, you get to meet Frosty.
And coming up, I wanted to discuss with you just a little bit about it's been the 10 years since the Columbine tragedy.
Well, and it just keeps going on and on.
Daryl Scott, the father of Rachel Scott, who was one of the victims that was killed in that event, addressed some people the other day. And I would like to read a poem that he wrote.
Sure.
He said, I'm here today to declare that Columbine was not just a tragedy. It was a spiritual event that should be forcing us to look at where the real blame lies. Much of the blame lies here in this room, he said. Much of the blame lies behind the pointing fingers of the accusers themselves. He also said, I wrote a poem just 4 nights ago that expresses my feeling best. And I will say that in this poem, he talks about prayer. Your laws ignore our deepest needs. Your words are empty air. You've stripped away our heritage. You've outlawed simple prayer. Now gunshots fill our classrooms and precious children die. You seek for answers everywhere and ask the question, why? You regulate restrictive laws through legislative creed, and yet you fail to understand that God is what we need.
Well, you know, it goes back to, you know, it needs to come back to a stability. Now, it's either a religious stability that people have or stability in the family, the school. And this is what we're going to be talking about Tuesday with our guest. He's going to call in and say, you know, hey, we're, this feeling of hopelessness, this feeling of no place to turn to has caused some of this to happen. And that also leads, of course, to suicides, why the suicide rate is going up.
Well, this was supposed to be in front of national leaders during a special session of Congress, and they just sat there with their mouths open. What can you say to the father?
Well, what they were trying to do was outlaw guns again. And, of course, that's going to come up. They, oh, we have to get rid of guns. We just have to get rid of guns. And the point is that, no. What you have to do is stabilize our citizens here in the country that are doing things like this. And you know what? You probably will never, ever be able to do that. There's always going to be somebody off the side. But every one of the people that have done the shootings has had severe psychological problems. And people have noticed it about them. And we've got to take a break here. We got people on the lines. And after, as soon as we get back from our break, we'll get to you all. This is Carl Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Yeah, I love
Woo!
That music. Bye, okay, bye. Carl Linda Bott back on Free Fire Radio. Hey, look, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, Tobacco and Brew is going to be sponsoring MIAP events there. Joe and Shelley support this community. Their store there at Tobacco and Brew is the finest tobacco emporium in the state, as far as I'm concerned. Espresso Joe's will give you the coffee you want, but they support your community. They support the veterans. Go out and support Tobacco and Brew. Let's
go
to the phone.
Lit up. Let's go.
Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Hi.
I wanted to add a little bit more to the discussion about the MIAP project and the Honors at Arlington Mission.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to get the word out to your listeners and to especially the teachers in the schools. I think this is such a great opportunity to educate our young people on, you know, honoring our veterans. The mission is going right at Memorial Day weekend. It's a great opportunity for young people to learn about not only honoring our veterans, but, I mean, look, we've got a Buffalo Soldier. There's so much history there that it's just a really great opportunity. And I'm working on trying to have a send-off event on the 20th before the group heads to Sacramento, and I would like to encourage the community to get involved and help with that send-off. And well, I know that you have listeners all the way from here, and we're headed to Sacramento. So any of the communities along that route that would like to get involved, and even if it's just lining streets with people and flags,
so
I think it's important to honor the veterans and the veterans that are part of the PGR and the OGR and supporting this mission.
Well, you're absolutely right. So, Linda, how can they get a hold of you?
949-0051.
And, Linda, what is your vision for what you're trying to create here on the 20th?
I'd like to see I believe we're going to be meeting up at the Convention Center parking lot.
Right.
And I would like to see us if we can have maybe a hot dog and hamburger barbecue and get some just the community to come out and kind of have a send-off rally. And it should be – I'm excited. I think that this is – Fred has just done something amazing with MIAP. It's gone national. This group is – starting here in Reading and going all the way across the country.
Yeah.
And if it's an opportunity to really have communities come out and show our patriotism, and I think especially right now in our country, this is an important time to do
yeah.
that. And,
I think
you know,
you're
we
right.
have communities in Kansas and Kentucky that are throwing barbecues and events, and yet I haven't had anybody really come forward in California, Northern California, to
Well, we will.
Well, let's stir it up.
You just trust me, Linda. These people will come out, and there will be things on that day to send everybody off.
Fundraising has been amazing, and I certainly, you know, appreciate that. And I know our community is behind and supportive. I just asking for that little bit more of it doesn't need to cost anybody. Anybody, just come out and show your support and appreciation.
Well,
that'll happen.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, Linda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're doing fine, John.
Morning, John.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Oh, great. In this rainy day, we're doing fabulous.
I just can't get the picture of you two in your red suits out of my head.
Oh, yeah. With wait a minute. There's red shoes with these two.
I will say red shoes and red gloves. But, you know,
we're sequins.
Well, oh. I'm not sure. We're going to have Free Fire Radio across the back. Maybe mine will have sequins, the logo. But anyway, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, you know, Carl and I have discussed before, we're supposed to be the most powerful nation in the world, and it's time to stop making nice and show it. This pirate negotiations, it's real simple. Release the captain or we'll blow your ass out of the water. Excuse my language, but that's where it's at. And every pirate that exists there along with them. And we can do it, and we should do it. And, you know, there's been a reason the Somalians have not, in the past, chosen to attack any American flagship.
Well, the last time that they, you know, we didn't play nice with them when we went in there in 92. However, in 90, I think it was 93, that the after the Battle of Black Hawk Down, or that the battle that happened in Mogadishu there, I think they got a little braver after that. However, there's nobody to negotiate, first of all, in this country because they have no government. So, and that's been one of the problems. How do you negotiate for the release of your ship if there's no government? You've got to go directly to these thieves, these terrorists, these pirates.
I think a Black Hawk gunship strafing a few of those little boats might just begin the negotiation.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that that they've got to understand if you want to pick on somebody, pick on a Syrian ship or something.
Somebody that's not going to fight back.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, John. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Have a good day today.
You too.
Yeah. You too.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. You know what? These pirates, they're the most powerful nation in the world. These guys pull up in a rowboat, practically, with AK-47s and say, we're going to blow your ship up, and we're going to take your ship, and we're sitting here, we send a destroyer. Okay, but you're right. You know, what are we going to do with the destroyer? Yeah. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, Robert, you dropped off the line. I hope you're still there. You were going to talk about the community leaders' prayer breakfast. I had not heard of that.
Yeah, if somebody knows something about that, give us a call so we can continue on, hopefully, with his thoughts.
Hey, Roadrunner, you're up.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
It's been a while since I talked to you. I've been really busy applying for my illegal alien status.
Yeah, you've been.
They're going to be getting.
Ooh. I understand if you're an illegal alien, you can get, become a citizen and I have to pay taxes or something like that.
It sounds to me like a heck of a lot better deal than working. But listen, I've got a little possible solution for this hostage situation with the pirates.
Okay.
A few days ago, President, what's his name?
Obama.
Obama, yes. He said that he was going to have a detailed conversation about this, and he was going to listen intently and try to negotiate something that would be beneficial to both sides. And so I thought...
Was he talking about the pirates?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was his statement about them. And I thought that maybe what we ought to do is fly him out there along with his teleprompter, drop them both down on the deck of the destroyer and let him make nicey-nice. And if he promises them a citizenship in exchange for becoming Democrats or liberals, that they might just let the hostage go and become citizens.
Yeah, okay. That could be one way of doing it. Now, I have another way.
Well, I have a better way, too, but Barack would be, in favor of this one.
Well, you know what? I didn't hear the part where he said he was going to do have negotiations with him.
But that was on the news when the story first broke.
Okay.
Well,
maybe that's why the crew took the ship back, because they said, you know what? We better do something ourselves. We're going to be here a long time. Like be home before Christmas of 2012. Hey, thanks a lot, Roadrunner.
Hey, thank you very much. I'll let you go.
All right, thanks. You know, here's what I think you ought to do. You say pirates. They're like Belgian ground squirrels, and you let the people in the North State know about it. I tell you what, there ain't going to be any pirates left in like a week and a half. And for God's sakes, don't say they taste like chicken.
Oh, you got to set Lou and Kathleen White on them.
That's right. Hey, Lou, there's only like 500 pirates. Why don't you get out there early before, while the shooting season is still up?
All right.
Hey. Okay, a little humor there.
Yeah.
Little. All right. We want to, let me see, tomorrow's going to be completely open line. And so that means that that our listeners, you're in charge, so anything you want to talk about. Now, there is a couple of things that of course we always kind of bring up that's going on. But we want to again talk about that. Some of the fundraisers for the Missing in America
Tomorrow's
Project.
Good Friday.
Yeah, well, tomorrow is Good Friday. But the Missing America Project is going to be at the Wonder Bread store from 10 to 2. And also Saturday, Iron Burger and Dutch Brother Coffee out of Airport and Rancho Road. And they've got a number of show and shines going out at the Anderson outlets. So that's going on,
and
too.
And it's Easter Sunday. I mean, it's just Sunday. What happened? It's here.
Easter's here.
If you get fired up. Just get fired up. Get fire in your belly about something you feel passionate about. We want to hear about it. That's why we're here. Open line, Free Fire Radio. Yeah. Email us. Go to our site, freefireradio.com. Stream us.
Hey, Lori,
HUMS.com.
Hey, Lori, if you're listening, you've got a set of tickets to Cool April Nights, and we still have another set to give out. So just email us or call us at 241-2682 and stop by the studio and pick up your tickets. You can also, while you're stopping by at the studio to pick up your tickets, drop off a check for $10 made out to MIAP, so we'll
or
put
more.
Your name on it. Or more.
That's minimum.
That's the minimum, $10.
It sounds like we're sell, but you know what? That's where we've got fire in our belly, and we're very passionate about what's coming up here. We're passionate about the MIAP. We're passionate about Cool April Nights. We're passionate about driving this truck. We're passionate about each other, and we're passionate about this community.
It is. We love it here.
So.
Take
that.
Yeah. I mean, we're not perfect, but you know what? It's a little bit better than any other place we've been in for a long time. How much time we got, Frosty? A what?
About a minute.
What can you do in a minute?
Can you do in a minute? Wow. Okay. Frosty just ran out of the room screaming when we said that. All right. The other thing. Oh, today or tomorrow, the truck goes in for painting.
We got a last minute caller here, too.
Okay. We're going to take the down to the Precision Auto Body. It's going to be painted by Jose with paint from Martin Paint and Color from Dino. And, of course, all the steel donated by Girlingers to keep Linda safe.
All right.
All right. Hey, Bill, hang on the line. We'll get you your tickets. This is Carl and the Bot on Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Bye.